You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
I was distracted because I was watching WrestleMania, and I saw Snoop Dogg was making out with Maria.
Gross.
It was pretty gross. Kind of took me out of it. I was like,
I can understand that.
I don't know how I feel about this anymore.
I feel bad about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to Worst Collection Ever. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast as we talk about our collection.
Yay.
That is
shitty
and
the worst.
Yeah, it's not that great.
No, bad.
Yeah, it's basically created from a number of cheap buys that we find along the way, and these two are no different.
No,
and I believe we're gonna start with the Deathlok.
Okay.
Because I feel it's the weaker of the two.
Sure.
And this is Deathlok Volume 2.
Well, it says Ghost Rider versus Deathlok.
But it's Ghost. It's
Deathlok.
It's an issue
That's
of Deathlok.
That's what it says. Number 9.
Deathlok number 9.
From
I think it's
March.
It is March
1992.
March 1992. So this is like. I kind of when I was picking these podcasts for today, I was thinking that it'd be good to pick some '90s ass.
Sure, '90s ass.
So this is '90s ass.
Yep.
Pretty much because Deathlok is it's not that I don't know. He's just one of those characters I brought back because he had lots of guns and he was a cyborg and.
Well, he's really sad, actually.
It's really depressing.
He's really depressing. I don't know anything about Deathlok, but from what I read in this book, it's very sad. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a cyborg, and the second Deathlok.
There was another one?
There was a previous Deathlok, Luther Manning, whose consciousness was up in the cyborg, previous to this one, and this one is Michael Collins. Who I forgot the exact origin of how this goes off the top of my head, but you know his consciousness is in the cyborg now,
yes.
And he's it's kind of like a it was like a thing back in the '90s, early '90s, where it was black dudes with
who are
military,
cyborgs,
who are cyborg, or military, those black dudes with military backgrounds getting screwed over.
By
whoever, and being forced into bodies into scenarios, into alternate lives that mm-hmm. totally were just
fucked up.
Like,
yep. It even says in here, like, you know, Michael Collins was like a peace activist and a pacifist and like all this sort of shit. And now he's a weapon of war. Which goes against everything he believes in. And he keeps having these weird... Anyway, we should probably start.
Yeah. It's just a thing, because, like, yeah, there's, like, him, there's Spawn. There's another guy. But, yeah, so basically it starts off with him... I believe he's having, like,
a dream.
He's having another nightmare. He's having a dream.
And he's standing atop a pile of skulls, as one does.
Yes.
And he's just like killing things.
Yeah, he's just having a murder fest, you know, and he's you know.
But
just,
there's another voice in his head that's talking to
him. He's getting messed with as we later we find out, you know, as to what's going on. And
but like his roommate, I don't understand. Is this guy's roommate?
See, that's the thing. Is he's got this dude. Who,
I'm assuming it's this roommate.
Well, it's a roommate or a guy that like somehow became responsible to hold on to. To watch after Deathlok.
Yeah.
So he keeps him in, like, his apartment. And this guy just, you know, is like, you know, since it's the 90s, he's walking around with a boombox.
Yeah.
Playing Snaps, Fight the Power.
Right.
You know? And
yep.
And he offers Deathlok a hot dog, which I think is hilarious.
I actually was hoping he would eat the hot dog, and I'm very sad he did not.
Well, he doesn't eat a hot dog, though. He's like,
well,
RoboCop. He just eats baby food.
Okay. That's boring.
Well, maybe you could eat a hot dog.
You can't, like, puree a hot dog and, like, make it into baby food?
I don't think this guy has a blender.
Maybe. I don't know. He could. He looks like he's offering him a hot dog that he was just eating. Like, on that panel. He was just like, have this hot dog that was just in my mouth.
Well.
Nom, nom, nom.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it sometimes. Sometimes you have to offer somebody pre-chewed food like a bird. But.
Ow. Damn it.
Oh, I forgot. You can't laugh.
That hurts. I just had surgery last week, so it hurts when I laugh. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to stop finding myself so hilarious. Okay, I'm better.
What? Oh, that's sad.
What?
Oh, just that, you know, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
I'm okay.
Hilarious.
I will splint my abdomen like they told me to do. Yeah, that's the thing they don't tell you. Laughter hurts you. I have to stop being so funny.
Well, I made some joke last night. We were watching some movie, and I made some joke.
Yeah, I forget what you said, but it was really funny.
It was a really funny joke. I don't want to repeat it because it might make you hurt again.
I just don't remember what you said, but it was really funny. And I started laughing, and then I was like, ha ha ow, ha ha ow, ha ha ow. Because that's the way we laugh. Anyway.
So
yeah, he's like, here, eat this hot dog that was just my face.
So he's
this
hot dog, and his response is to punch his friend. Which actually.
Well, he's like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on. Why don't you get up and, like, rap this song with me? And so he does, and, like, he punches him in the face. Because something's happening where, like, there's another entity inside of Deathlok's head.
Yes.
That is taken over his body. So he's not acting like his normal cheerful self, I guess.
He's a robot, and he kind of has like this personality.
Well, doesn't he have like his personality, and then he also has like the robot cyborg has cyborg's personality, but he also has the robot part,
right?
And I'm assuming it is the same.
Yeah,
but it seems like something else has like overridden the controls and taken over his body.
Maybe. I think he's
Which is this whatever thing is living inside of his head and causing him these...
Well, it ends up being Nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare the Marvel bastard.
Yeah. And he's, like, fucking around inside of this guy's head.
So Deathlok goes out of bounds.
He punches his friend. He's like, fuck you, and he leaves.
Or as he says, fight the power.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of funny.
Fight the power.
Because he's just kind of, for some reason, like, he's repeating all the stuff that his friend is saying. And it's just kind of... Whatever. And he's just doing it, you know, and he's traipsed. So he goes out to Coney Island, and he witnesses a stick-up, or I think, and I'm confused as to whether or not these are hoodlums sticking up a guy for weed, or if they're sticking up, like, a Coney Island, like, farmer's market, or...
I don't know. I was really confused about that, too, because what it looks like is it's just, like, a bunch of dudes doing a drug deal, and... Deathlok is just like, I have to fuck with this. And then for some reason, there's like the fat lady from the sideshow is there.
Yeah, she's just kind of running around in the middle of everything here, which is...
And she's like, you should... I mean, the only reason she's there is so she can have the line, you should be in our freak show, because he's all fucked up looking.
Yeah.
And then he just walks in and he's like, oh, I'm going to, fix this. It's kind of like, if you've ever seen that Futurama episode where they have Santa, who is a robot, who's programmed to see everybody as bad, and he just fucks them up. That's kind of how Deathlok is acting. He's just like, everyone is terrible, and like... Yeah, just making shit bad.
Yeah, no, he's kind of out of control.
Yeah.
In this regard. So I thought that was weird though that the freak show lady's just wandering around.
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe like she's on break and just happened to see it. And she was just like,
there's not really anything going on at this freak show. There's like nobody there.
Well, there's only her. That's why I think maybe she was just like, oh, I've got my 20 minutes. I'm gonna like walk over to Starbucks. I'm going to get myself a Frappuccino, and then I got to come back and do whatever I do as the fat lady.
Right.
Which, what does one do? Like, do you just sit there?
You sit there and go, I'm fat, watch me eat, and then you do it.
I see.
I think. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been to a freak show. I can't actually.
Well, I mean, didn't you? Isn't it something where it's like, you know, the freak show people, like, they just sit there and they just travel. That's what they do.
Yeah, they just travel, but I mean, and
they do weird shit.
Coney Island is one of those things that, like, wouldn't you get a gig there for the summer?
Yeah.
I've never been to Coney Island, so. But I assume, like, you'd be there for the season, right? Like, if that was your gig, you'd be like, oh, I'm at Coney Island for the whole season, so it's like a 7-day-a-week thing, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have, like, your gimmicks that
you
do for...
Yeah, your gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's there, and, like, Deathlok's trying, like, not to kill people. I guess he doesn't kill people.
I thought he was just straight-up killing.
I did, too, but apparently, like, his programmer says that he doesn't kill.
Mm. Well, so he goes around not killing these dudes. Fat ladies
running.
Still running around
his
in there.
His buddy, Jesus, shows up and's like, dude, man, what's wrong with you? You punched me in the face after I offered you that delicious hot dog that had been in my mouth. And then, so...
Why doesn't my robot want to eat my hot dog?
Yeah, why does my robot friend want to eat this hot dog that was in my face? I think I should just do that. I'm just going to, like, offer people food that I'm chewing on. Because that's not gross.
I always find that weird. There's, like, that one commercial where... it's like that, what is it, that one with that State Farm commercial with the two guys are sitting in the car, and like the bison starts knocking the dinner car. And it starts off with these two guys just sitting there eating, like, one guy's eating like a breakfast sandwich, just like, hey, you want a bite? I'm like, that's gross.
Is that the State Farm commercial where the, like, it's attacking their car?
Yeah, it's attacking their car, and they're like, he's like, you know, good neighbor Satan or whatever, and they disappear, yeah. And they, whatever. But it just starts off because the guy's just sitting there, he's like, hey, you want a bite? I mean, that's weird.
Yeah, maybe it's not. I offer you a bite of things that I'm eating, but, like, not...
But you're my wife.
That's true, I am your wife, but, like, I don't know, would you do it for, like, your family?
For casual acquaintance? No.
For, like, your buddy?
For my buddy that I'm driving with?
Dude, you gotta try this thing. Like, would you break him off a piece if he wanted some?
I probably might break him off. I wouldn't offer him...
You wouldn't just, like, eat this, shove this
in
your face?
I wouldn't share it like Lady and the Tramp, you know?
Mm.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, that's... Maybe we should try to eat something like that. Like,
maybe that's what this guy was trying to do here. He's trying to offer...
Yeah, maybe he was trying to,
like, you know what? I think I better tell him how I feel... And I think it's time.
And we'll do it through this phallic-shaped object. Phallic-shaped food product.
That's where this was going until they decided that, until somebody at Marvel's like, you know what? Ghostwriter should be in this book. So we've got to scrap all this Lady and the Tramp stuff.
Yeah, this isn't working out, guys. We're not going to show a touching relationship between a man and a robot. We're just going to show Ghostwriter, who is in here, and he's, like, driving around doing deliveries.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. So you know, Deathlok's having his nightmares.
He's having some stuff. He's going back and forth in his head, yeah. And he's like kicking people's ass on the outside, and then
Nightmare or Ghost Rider shows up, and well, Ghost Rider actually, when I say Ghost Rider, I mean Dan Ketch, who is going on his little, you know,
I guess it says he's a delivery guy. But
he's
for
a delivery
reason,
guy.
He has like a CB radio in there, so he can get like the cop scanner
because he is connected to the demon Zarathos.
Sure.
And
he's like, man, I can't stand up my girlfriend this time, which every comic book reader knows. It means you're going to fuck it up again,
bro. You're totally going to stand her up.
Yeah, which is stupid. Because you just fucking be honest with this chick. Because I'm sure if she was like, oh, you're a demon, where your head catches on fire and stuff, so that's kind of weird. But
I think she knows.
Right, but like, so why... If you know, like, if your head caught on fire on the regular because you had to turn into a demon... and that made you late for dinner, I'd probably understand that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Probably. I mean, obviously you got some big priorities and you're on fire for a good half hour as
you
do vengeancy stuff.
I would rather you take your burning head outside than in here where it could, like, you know, light our apartment on fire.
Well, the burning fire that possesses, what's his face?
Ghost Rider.
Is
it real fire?
No, it's like hellfire, so it's cold.
Yeah, still creepy for me.
I don't know if it catches things on fire.
Well,
though.
It should.
You'd think it would.
Well, in that awesome Ghost Rider movie starring Nicolas Cage, it would, like, leave streaks of fire on the pavement.
Well, because that's his car, yeah, or his bike. But...
Right, but that caught the pavement on fire.
Mm.
I assume that's what was happening in that movie.
I guess.
Yeah, great. Anyway, so he's like, oh, no, I better go help the... Because the cops have come to...
Cops finally show up.
Stop Deathlok's rampage. And he's like, I better go help out. And so Deathlok sees the cops. He's like, you guys are terrible, because he's the Santa Claus robot from Futurama. And everybody's bad.
Everybody has committed some sort of hostility.
Yes, so he has to take it out on them. So he's like, oh, I'm going to kick you guys in the face. Or whatever he does. And like Ghost Rider shows up. He's like, haha, I'm Ghost Rider. Or something along that nature.
The spirit of vengeance. I think it's like, haha, Ghost Rider.
I like that better than the spirit of vengeance. I feel the vengeance is played out for comic book characters. I think, haha, I'm Ghost Rider is a better entrance line.
Well, he sure comes in and, you know, and some kid gets slapped or something. So now that makes...
Oh, yeah. Like something happens where I guess somebody... Ghost Rider's upset because he says that Deathlok has, like, drawn innocent blood and therefore he has to die.
Right, because before the kids weren't doing innocent blood, but then they weren't doing innocent blood. These guys that he was beating up, but some innocent kid got smacked. Something.
But you know what I don't understand? So, like, Ghost Rider's possessed by a demon, right?
Right.
Like, why... Which usually would make one be like, sweet, you're killing innocents. That's awesome. Because you're a demon.
Yeah.
So why...
He's a good demon, sort of.
Doesn't make sense. There's no such thing as a good demon.
There is a good demon. It's Etrigan. He's a good demon.
He's a demon. That's the whole point of demon, is that they are bad. They are evil and whatever. But, you know, and angels are supposed to be good and demons are supposed to be bad. So you don't get like, oh, you know, he's a demon, but he's an okay guy.
Yeah, no, he seems to be very...
But he's hell-bent on doing good. Is he like, I don't know the backstory of that particular demon. So I don't know if he's like trying to get himself back into the good graces or some shit.
I forgot exactly how this Ghost Rider gets bonded to the spirit of...
Demon.
Actually, that's a good question. Yeah, because I wonder, it's like, well, if he's a, you know, if Etrigan, for instance, like Etrigan, he's a demon.
Yes, he is.
And he's bonded to Jason Blood.
Yes.
And Jason Blood, he's forced to be bonded to Jason Blood.
Yes.
But is he just doing good shit because Jason Blood's like, well, I'm going to use you for good stuff, or the demon takes over and the demon's just like, well, I'm just going to do what I want, you know, kill real people because I don't like humanity. Yeah, I'm a demon.
I don't know. You know more about the demon than I do. I'm not exactly sure.
I just know that he's bonded and that they're kind
of... Yeah, I don't know, like, if Jason Blood has any control over Etrigan when he's in, you know, in the form of Etrigan. I don't actually know that answer. So.
I don't know. I'll have to look this up.
Yeah.
I probably should have been better off because now our listeners are probably like, oh, you probably should know this. Blah, 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 you know. So.
Yeah, I don't know this. Sorry, guys.
But anyway, so Ghost Rider and Deathlok fight. And they have a very 90s fight with lots of explosions.
And chains.
And chains. Oh boy, chains. Because Ghost Rider is pretty much 90% chains.
It's true. 90%
like chains. Like his chain links are flying all over the place. You know, that's pretty much like his big weapon. It's like he just has this unrelenting supply of chain links that shoot.
And he's got a flaming head, and he rides a bike, and he wears leather. I have to say, Ghost Rider as a character looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
He really does. He just looks fucking cool. You're like, yeah, that's sweet. But then, like, in practice, I have found him less than cool.
He's kind of one note.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like, he looks so great, so it's like, well... Then you just assume that he's amazing all the time. I don't know.
Well, especially in the 90s, because what happened was when the original Ghost Rider was bonded to Johnny Blaze. Johnny Blaze was a stunt cyclist, so there was a lot of that going on. You know, the stunt cycling and the, you know, the daredevil lifestyle that was going on in between all that.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
That was always kind of, you know, the part of it. But Dan Ketch is just some schlub. As far as I know, who just happened to be, you know, something happened where I think he happened to be in a graveyard at the wrong time and shit went down. And Ghost Rider saved his life by bonding with him. Or Zarathos, that's the demon.
Right, right, right.
So, anyways, so they have this big 90s fight, and there's guns, and there's bullets.
And they're just like, dude, with gritting their teeth at each other while they're kicking each other in the face. And there's it's very 90s.
And there's a thing here which...
Giant splash page.
Giant splash page. I don't know exactly what's going on here or what he's doing with his... Is he... He's got his...
scratching him.
He's scratching him with his...
scrats.
It says scrats, but he's hitting him with his chain.
And he fucks up Deathlok's programming.
But is he like... like severing him, or is he just like shooting him in half?
I don't know. Whatever,
because there's pieces of like just shards of something.
I don't know. I don't, because he's in one piece on the next page, so I don't know if this is he just whatever he did broke. I'm assuming it broke parts of him, but I don't know what part. But it definitely fucked up his programming.
Yeah, because he gets all error,
these little like
stuff.
Green bubbles and starts saying error, and like 011011 or whatever. So he fucks up his programming. And Hot Dog Guy is like, dude, no, this is my friend. There's an actual man inside of here. You can't just, like, you know.
Well, because Ghost Rider wants to use his penance stare, which basically is like, makes you catatonic. It just, you know, destroys you.
Right. And he's like, don't do that. There's like my buddy inside there. You know, he's an actual person. And he's like, well, let me look. You know, or does he do it to. Jesus, I think
he throws Jesus away and he goes for Deathlok. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the January cool meter.
Oh, I forgot about
in the
this
Marvel
thing.
Bullpen bulletin.
Let's
which
hear it.
The first thing that's cool.
Oh boy,
is non-sexual harassment.
Wait.
Yeah, because wait. I think this was since 92. This is probably around the time of like that Clarence Thomas.
Right, but like, so harassment, basically by saying non-sexual harassment, you're saying harassment is okay.
Right.
As long as it's not sexual.
As long as you keep it in your pants.
As long as you don't make it sexual at all, it's okay to harass a fellow human being.
Yes.
Is that the message that Marvel Comics is sending to its readers?
Yes. That has to be. I don't quite know why, but apparently it is.
Non-sexual harassment makes no sense. I mean, it does. It's just saying harassment that's not sexual, but it's... That's not cool.
Yeah. No,
whoever wrote this thing, it's fucking douche.
Well, the bulletins or whatever, there's just a bunch of full... It's just like a big like jerk-off session for like these writers and these editors to put stuff in.
Yeah, but like that literally doesn't even make any sense. I don't even
And somehow that
funny.
Is much... Regular harassment, it's much cooler than Howard Stern and...
Well... That's actually true.
And Tex-Mex food. And at the bottom...
I like Tex-Mex.
At the bottom, that is close to uncool. Actually, I just noticed this. What's uncool in this month, close to uncool, is Squirrel Girl, which is probably, you know, if this would be printed now...
Oh, man, people would be
nerds
fucking
would be
pissed.
So upset. Tumblr would be furious.
Yes, because people love Squirrel Girl.
Right. And then right below that, that's even more uncool, is pregnant women on magazine covers.
No, that must have been right when the Demi Moore cover came out.
Right, but I don't know.
That's because, like, I don't know. God forbid we show pregnant ladies.
Yeah, it's just, it's...
That's what happens, guys, when you have sex with a lady. Like, sometimes...
And you can take
pregnant.
A picture of them, that's okay.
And that sometimes they get pregnant, and, like, that's what they look like. And you have to fucking deal with that because they're, like, incubating humans. So, you know. Whatever.
So,
what else is on there?
What else is on here?
Let me see.
We got political incorrectness, I think, is right in the middle.
Like Bill Maher's show?
No, like, like just overall.
Red Fox?
I think Red Fox was he dead around
I was
going to
say, is he dead?
No, he was still alive. Yeah,
Margaret.
He was still alive. I think he died...
Oh,
soon
man, these people are so wrong. Planet Hollywood is up towards the top of the cool meter. Sumo wrestlers. Adverbs.
Words. Good words.
Scarlet. Oh, uncool. Scarlet, the sequel to Gone with the Wind. I'm actually going to agree with them on that because I have read both.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. And
oh, well, see, well, there they go. Well, obviously, they have the pulse. Of 1992.
Well, I guess if I was going to... because, yeah, Scarlet came out like decades later, not even by the same person. So, yeah, I'd probably have to say that it is not as cool as Gone with the Wind if you really want to power through a giant book. So, yeah, I guess they're right in that instance. So, anyway.
Good job, Marvel bullpen. Anyways. Yeah.
Good job for getting one of, what, 20? Right.
So, these geeks. So, anyways, so... whatever, Hot Dog Boy gets tossed away.
Yeah, and so he goes to, like, give this stare to Deathlok, and he's like, wait a second, there's no soul in this machine. And then that's when Nightmare comes out and, like, grabs Ghost Rider's face.
He's like, hey-o, I'm here.
Yeah, I think he actually does say hey-o.
Hey-o, surprise, grab. Woo!
And so then we end. Yank. The end, and that's...
That's Deathlok, number 9, volume 2.
I think it's volume 1.
I don't know why it matters the vibe. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
It's from 90, yeah.
It's 1992 or whatever.
Well, since here's the thing. I have my stuff separated differently according to what it says on the Marvel Wiki.
Yes.
So this is technically volume 2. But whatever. It's Deathlok number 9 from March 1992.
Yep. That's the thing we just read.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149, that's COMICS149, to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Okay, we're back. What?
I just... So, as always, not as always, but perhaps as usual, we have wrestling playing in the background. Sean is a huge wrestling fan. So we have the WWE Network on mute in the background, and I just don't understand John Cena.
What's not to understand about him?
He's just like a square head and like... I don't know.
I don't quite understand, like, why it is that everybody still thinks that he's cool.
Well, that's the thing.
Even though,
like,
he dresses like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah,
that,
like,
that 12-year-old boys don't even dress like him.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, he dresses like a 12-year-old boy from, like...
1991.
Yeah.
Like, when he was a 12-year-old boy. Because he's what? Like, our age?
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly, okay. So, 1992-ish? 1993-ish? Like, yeah, he does dress like a... 12-year-old boy from the 90s, but, like, what I don't understand, like, The Rock called him a packet of Skittles, and I think that was funny.
Or Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. But, like, has he ever gone heel? Ever?
He was a heel in the very beginning of his career, but ever since he, you know, turned into rapper Hat John Cena.
Jorts
John Cena. He's always been a good guy. He's probably been a good guy since, like, 2004.
I was going to say, and that's been a really, really long time. Do you think he's ever going to go heel?
Unless if they ever...
I feel like he needs to at this point.
It would make sense if he did, but if that... They need someone to be as big of a baby face and a merchandise seller and a face of the company as he is, because that is basically his main thing, is that he is able to represent the company on, like, the highest level. Like, he's the face of the company. Mm-hmm. And there is nobody that at this point that WWE has allowed to roll into that position and, you know, make it more sense that if he were to go heel, that, you know, that they would be able to still make as much money with somebody else.
Do you think he would want to go heel?
He probably does, but
That would just be a natural evolution, because he's been playing the same, like, it's basically the same character he's been doing since fucking forever.
Right.
That's gotta be boring, right?
Well, it's boring, but WWE's not known for
innovation.
I mean, they are, but they're not. You know, they take their time. You know, on big events and switching around stuff and whatever. They don't really feel that is necessary unless if they just want to continue to make money and just live the status quo, which is essentially what they're doing with, you know, John Cena. So
okay.
Why does it that people bring babies to autograph signings?
I was just going
to
say that guy almost dropped his baby.
I would never.
Good fucking job there, new dad.
New dad. If you're a new dad and you're listening to, if you're
baby on a wrestler,
bring your kid. If you're, don't bring your newborn kid. The kid's not going to appreciate it. It's like you met some steroid man back in 2014.
I almost dropped
you. I'm a great dad.
Let me tell you about the time I almost killed you by dropping you on a wrestler. Happy family memory. Ouch.
Oh, wrestling. Anyways, so...
make me laugh. That's too funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right. We should probably stop talking about wrestling and actually talk about a comic book. So, Green Arrow.
Yeah.
All right. DC.
Green Arrow volume...
Something.
Whatever. Let's just forget the volume stuff.
Fuck it.
It's from the 90s. So it's Green Arrow 90...
Number 86 from May 1994. And this is... Green Arrow with his goatee, which I always appreciate. I like his goatee.
He's always had a goatee.
I know, but like now he doesn't. Like in the current run.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I haven't paid attention.
Yeah, he's kind of. I don't think he does. I think he looks more like the guy on TV.
Oh, well, probably because they want to make sure the dynamics and stuff. But
because I kind of like his goatee, I've always thought it was fun.
Yeah, no, he's got the so it's. So it's Ollie with his goatee, and he is. This is the whole premise of this book is that something to do with him and Catwoman.
Yeah, well, Catwoman guest stars in this book. She shows up, and on the cover, she looks Catwoman-esque.
Are we having an issue?
Uh-huh, stop it, honey. Don't. Please, do you want a podcast? You want to be on the podcast?
No, he doesn't.
Ugh, cats. So, yeah, she's basically just looks like a naked lady painted purple.
Well, because it's 90s Catwoman, that's pretty much...
What she was.
What she was back in the day. So, yeah. So she's there and shows... But basically the premise starts off with Green Arrow recalling... He's in the middle of a fight.
Yes.
With two guys... A bunch of guys that are trying to rough up a museum curator.
Yep. And Green Arrow just happens to... He's in Dallas because he's kind of on a... I don't really know what's going on with him. This is a Crossroads book. So basically what happens here is Dinah breaks up... basic summary of the Crossroads arc is that Dinah breaks up... with Ollie after she catches him smooching on another woman, and then there's like a big fight between Nuklon and Shrapnel, and Green Arrow intervenes, but there's a huge fucking mess afterward, and he's like, you know what? I'm out. Fuck this shit. So he's kind of like lost.
Wait, so he's making out with Nuklon? I missed it.
No. Yes. Ollie's making out with Nuklon, and Dinah's like, dude, what the fuck? No, she catches him kissing another woman, so they break up. And then there's a huge superhuman conflict between Nuklon and Shrapnel. And he intervenes and controls it, but there's a huge fucking mess afterward. And he's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. I'm leaving Seattle.
Who's Shrapnel?
I have no idea.
Sounds like a jerk.
Yeah. So he's like, fuck it. I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to leave. So he's been like wandering across the country. So right now he's in Dallas. And he just happened to be like he's got a bunch of winnings, I guess, because he went to Vegas.
Was he playing slot machines? He won.
I assume so. Yeah, he was playing penny slots, and so he's got about $150 because he hit the jackpot. So he like goes to Dallas and he checks into a hotel room, and he's like, "Awesome. Well, I'm gonna go look at these old weapons at this museum." And he goes, and as he's standing there, he just sees three heavies, quote.
Yeah, just a bunch of, you know, yeah, just a bunch of
run into like a back room, and he's like, that's not right, I'm gonna follow them, because you know that's what superheroes do, and he wouldn't have a story if he didn't do that.
Yeah, he's just doing whatever, so, he feels like it. Yeah. You know, because he needs some adventure, you know. He just got done, he's just got caught making he's out with like, Nuklon, so
right. And he's like, dude, I keep this goatee like awesomely styled so people can appreciate it, and so if I don't run after these people, no one will see my goatee. So he, like, runs down, and he's like, oh, stop trying to rough up.
So he's just going to show them his goatee?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He's like, hey, guys, look at my goatee. Oh, wait, you guys are roughing up this poor curator. I'll step in and start fighting. So he starts, like, beating people with fossils, which I'm sure the museum is thrilled with. And he literally just knocks down all these bones.
Yeah, this is literally just like he's being thrown into all these bones. And these bones are like, I guess, since they're stone fossils, they're also super heavy and shit.
Which, they're also extremely fragile. And he would have broken so many priceless specimens by doing that. But whatever. it's fine. So he, like, throws bones at people's heads, and they're like, oh, we gotta run, and they leave. So the heavy guys leave, and and he's like, hey there, curator, who you've never, we've never met before. What's going on? And the curator, of course, tells him what's going on. He's like, oh, I'm...
Does he even kind of, like, come out to, like, make it as if, like, he's like, I'm Green Arrow or I'm some guy?
No, he's just like, I'm some guy. He doesn't even tell who he is. He's just like, hey, I can help you. Don't ask me why. It's because I could, like, throw fossil bones at people's heads and make them...
I got no regard for anything in this museum. Can I help you?
Yeah, instead of calling the police like you should, how about you just let me in on all your personal business? Because I just happened to be some dude who walked down the wrong door at the right time. And the curator's like, oh, that's great. What a good idea. I will totally tell you the entire story about how I'm trying to find these, like, Incan figures from a friend of mine. I don't know.
Yeah, the whole Incan thing, just like...
Yeah, that, I'm just like, okay. So I guess there's, like, Incan figures, and, like, he...
Apparently
some guy is selling what he says are replica Incan figures
but
in
the guy,
story, but the curator says they're real.
Curator's like, they're real, and there's no way that you could have got them, man.
Right, and so, like, his friend sends his heavies to rough up this curator.
Because he's happened to see the fake, the real things, and so he's like, yeah. Well, you gotta get your ass kicked now.
Yeah.
Because you know what this stuff is, and
right.
Whatever. And, he's like,
and instead of, like, calling the cops and telling him what is going on, that there's, like, all these, like, forged antiquities or real antiquities being sold as fakes or whatever, he just goes, okay, well, thanks, random dude with a goatee. You can totally help me with this.
I like that this curator kind of looks like Green Arrow, but
yeah,
with white hair and a dark goatee, because that's how everybody looked. Like, this book reeks of like a shitty, like, action movie on Cinemax.
Yeah,
actually, it kind of turns into that.
It totally turns into that. So he's like, all right, cool. So he's like, goes to the shop. And he's about to break in, and of course, guess who shows up? It's Catwoman.
Catwoman!
So she shows up, and she's like, hey, you. And then they start swunting each other.
Swunt!
Swunt. Swunt.
You swut.
And so now they're trying to, like, strangle each other, and somehow have a conversation through collapsed windpipes.
There's a lot of, like, references to her, to Ollie's groin.
Yeah, like...
Something about, like, he's like, it's like, let's stop throttling our groins or something.
Yeah, she keeps threatening to knee you in the groin.
Pretty much, like...
Which I would assume that, like, these dudes were cups, right? Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe he's got some sort of armor or something, some sort of chainmail, but, you know, I mean, he probably knows that, you know, Selina knows how to give a good punt to the nuts.
Well, she should.
You know?
She's from Gotham, man.
She's from
Gotham.
That's pretty much, like... You know.
That's all you do in Gotham. You just walk around and kick people in the nuts or stab yourself in the eye with a spoon like Fish Moody. Anyway, so they're like, why don't we team up? Because she says she's trying to, like, steal these artifacts back for the Peruvian government. And they're like, okay, well, why don't we team up together? But we have to make sure we don't leave each other's sight for the next day. So they go to this hotel, to his hotel.
Yes.
Do they fuck?
They totally fuck.
They have to, but I mean, like, you know,
because there's this thing. Okay, so there's this thing where they're
just, like, hotel, and they're in there all day.
She says something like, "We could stop choking each other, and I gotta keep an eye on you. Never leave each other's sight."
Yeah.
And I don't understand what the next stuff.
It's something about, like, oh, the maid didn't notice the $100 bill I left under my pillow, but, like, that's okay, the pillow's all right. And, like, it's just, like, two panels, one of, like, the hotel at night, one at dusk.
But then the next thing where, you know, it's that Green Arrow thinking.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
Night again, I can't stop grinning, but she's all business.
Right. So I'm assuming that they just, like, had crazy, sexy rhombus sex all day long, and now she's like, forget it, and he's all like, yeah, like, thumbs up. Like, I'm assuming they fucked, right?
They totally did. I'm sorry, but there's totally
hey, good for her.
Some banging, you know. She's like, you know, Bruce ain't doing nothing. At this time, Bruce
is,
I think,
dead at this point. I don't even know.
It was 94, so this is like when Azrael's flying around, you know. I think Bruce is still
his back is broken.
Yeah,
yeah, well, so
he's
not
in the mood.
Gotta get it somewhere.
Yeah.
So she goes to fuck Ollie, which, good for her. I mean, whatever. Maybe Ollie's great in bed. I don't know. So she's
kept Dino around for all those years.
I was
going
to say, she's got a thing for, like, costumed billionaires. But, you know, it could be worse types, I suppose. So she, I don't know. They drive in, and he's like, okay, we're going to go get this thing. And there's a deal going on with, like, the heavies and, like, the guy who owns the shop. They're trying to get a sun dial or sun disc or
something. Some other artifact or whatever. Just...
But, oh, guess what? The curator's evil. And he's actually trying to steal all this stuff.
Couldn't have seen that coming.
No, you didn't see that coming at all.
You know, with his white Cinemax porn beard.
Right.
Or his white hair and his black Cinemax porn beard.
Yeah, his evil goatee.
Yeah.
And so, like, Ollie's like, oh, I'll open this safe. And he's such a fucking idiot that he doesn't actually, like, try to crack it. He just tries to open it. And, of course, the alarm goes off because he's terrible. And she's like, well, what's wrong with you? And he's like,
I think it's funny that in a lot of books, like, anytime that, like, Wonder Woman or, you know, Catwoman's, like, in a book, like, the males are just such idiots.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of, like, the standard? You know,
sometimes
it feels like like that.
Well, he's just an idiot because I don't understand, like, why he would attempt to open this safe when you have, like, the world's best thief standing beside you. Wouldn't you just be like, "That's you"?
Stand aside. Let a man fuck this up. That's
right,
what he said.
Like, wouldn't you be like, "You do that. I'll provide cover with my insane aim."
Yeah.
With my arrows, right?
No.
No, he does it. Fucks it up. I don't know what he's trying to prove if they've already fucked. Like, what the hell his thing is. But anyway, so she's like, oh, you're such an ass. So they start fighting these dudes who are coming in. And he's like, you know, she's trying to break into the safe. She breaks in the safe, whatever. And they run out.
So they run out.
And they try to get away. Does he shoot this guy in the mouth?
That's what I was actually thinking, too. It's like,
because
he's straight up killing dudes.
Right, like, that would kill people, wouldn't it?
He shoots a guy in the mouth, and later on in the van, when they're chasing after the disc...
Oh, yeah, he shoots him, like, right in the fucking stomach.
Yeah, he straight up shoots that dude with an arrow, you know? And it's like, but I mean, yeah, he shot the guy in the mouth and, like, pinned him to the wall,
yeah.
Like a maniac.
Yeah, because that would have absolutely killed him. Oh. Like, this one, he shot him through the shoulder, I could say, like, oh, okay, he probably survived that. That is an arrow going into a dude's mouth.
Clearly, yes.
You won't survive
that. Well, he was complaining about, like, how you got into a fight earlier with those guys, and they split his lip. So now he's getting back at him by basically...
Arrow to the mouth.
Arrow to the throat. You know, just straight up destroying these people.
Sure. And, of course, like, one of the guys had driven into this, like, little meetup on a Ferrari... So they steal it, and Catwoman's driving, so she's after the van, she's trying to get this sun disc from the curator, and there's a hole in the middle of the sun disc, and Ollie shoots him right through it into the stomach, and he, like, is shot so hard, he literally flies into the driver.
Ugh.
Yeah, so then he gets the sun disc, and he gives it to Catwoman, and she speeds off.
We need to give it to her. She just takes it. She just, like, drives away and goes, yoink.
Yeah.
And she's like,
mine.
She's like, later.
Later, fucker. I'm going to go get my own reward money. And so then he's back in his hotel room, and he calls the Peruvian government.
Yeah, maybe clarify what's going on here.
Okay. So, like, Catwoman says that she's trying to steal these artifacts back and return them to the Peruvian government. That's who she's under contract with, and that's why she's trying to steal these artifacts in the first place. So, next morning, Ollie is in the hotel wearing nothing but a tiny little towel, which is very nice. Look at that tiny little towel.
Oh, yeah, he's just walking around in a little loincloth.
Little loincloth. And so he... calls the Peruvian government and somehow gets the right person on the phone and says, I'm assisting a certain feline female. And the person on the other end of the phone goes, oh, yes, did you secure our figurines? Because he's trying to figure out if she was telling the truth. But, like, how do you call the Peruvian government and have them admit to contracting a thief to steal their shit back?
Just answer. Yeah, no, just whoever random person calls and he just asks.
And they're just aware of this operation and they're like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you over the phone what's going on. It's totally cool.
I assume it's because he's a superhero.
Sure.
And they have connections all the time. And the situation called for it.
I'm sure Batman.
Maybe he just got on. Maybe we don't see all of these. People he was getting connected to, and he was just getting pissed off.
Yeah, maybe he's actually been on the phone for like. Maybe this isn't the next day. Maybe this is like a week later, and he's been on hold.
And he's wearing the same loincloth.
He was just pissed off. He's like, I'm so angry, I'm naked.
I'm so angry that I'm naked.
So then he's like, oh, maybe she was telling the truth. And he's like, well, Dallas really isn't for me. I'm gonna go to. Where does he go? New Orleans?
New Orleans, yeah, he goes to New Orleans because.
Because I like gumbo.
Gumbo, and then he probably goes to New Orleans and probably.
The end.
Runs into somebody.
That's the end of that story.
All right. Well, yeah, well, they totally banged.
No, they totally fucked.
Yeah, that was a thing they did.
That was a thing that they did. They had the sex.
No wonder Batman and Green Arrow don't get along that well.
Yeah, dude.
They're Eskimo brothers, that's why.
Well, shit. I mean, Batman has no fucking leg to stand on. He fucks everything that moves, so she's going to get a little good for her.
Yeah. He
can't fucking complain. So, fuck you, Batman. Maybe that was fuck you, Batman sex. Maybe this is like, I'll show you, but fuck your friend. That's what you get for running off and having sex with Talia, because you're an idiot.
I love how a lot of our podcasts devolve into like just
talks of Batman's stupid cock.
Batman's stupid cock sessions or whatever. Anyways, that's this week's show. Jenna's needs to recover, so wish her well. You can find her on Twitter.
Oh yeah, at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. JenStansfield.tumblr.com. JenStansfield.wordpress.com, and I promise I'm going to try to review that Gotham episode from last week. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance because I was having surgery, but I will get there.
Cool. And I am on Instagram and Twitter at AngryHeroSean, and my Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com. And thank you all for listening. We will see you next week.
Bye.